Hello, Audio Boo. So I'm back with another book review, Boo. This time I've been reading a book called Confessions of a GP by Benjamin Daniels. So this is a little bit different from some of the things that I normally read. It's not fiction. It's essentially a collection of anecdotes written by someone who is a GP, and they are still relatively young. They've been a GP for 3 or 4 years and obviously done quite a lot of medical training before that. So it's a collection of anecdotes from their training period and their time as a GP, and it's intended to illustrate what it's like to actually be a GP. What kind of patients do you get? What kind of problems do they have? What a typical day is actually like? Done through the medium of some of the more interesting or amusing cases he's seen. It was quite an entertaining book and easy to read because each anecdote was only a couple of pages long, so it was something you could easily dip in and out of. And in places it was quite funny, and it was also quite honest. In places the doctor admits that he perhaps didn't make the right decision or do the right thing in all of the cases, and also acknowledges where maybe he's been a bit prejudiced or a bit judgmental about people. He also expresses his opinion on a few more serious issues to do with the NHS. And so he expresses his opinions. You may find that you don't agree with all of his opinions when you're reading it, but I did appreciate the level of honesty in it. And he didn't try to pretend that he was a perfect doctor. As you might imagine, anything containing anecdotes about some medical conditions obviously does talk about bodily fluids and genitalia and things like that. So if you don't want to read about that, I guess don't read the book. But it was, it was pretty entertaining and light-hearted, but also quite thought-provoking, because he did talk about some of the patients who've got quite difficult lives, and a lot of the work he does is actually more talking to lonely people, trying to help people, and it also really highlights the problems with social care and how much of what GPs do isn't really healthcare. It ends up coming under the heading of social care, and the actual social care services are not particularly good when how this then impacts on the health service, potentially costing a lot of money to the health service and also taking up a lot of GPs' time. And the difficulties GPs have in or the frustrations they feel, I think, when they have patients with difficult lives and problems that need sorting out, but it's beyond the GP's control to do it. So in that respect, it was quite thought-provoking as well. And I certainly felt after reading it that really the whole social care system and how it's integrated with the health system really needs looking at. Overall, I think I would give the book 4 out of 5. I say, very entertaining, and made me laugh at quite a few points. And a good, fun read.